USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. It could come down to the wire. President Trump is impeached. Unless all 100 senators agree to unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess, the soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be the day before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline for impeachment. President Trump's Twitter account was deleted, and then his tweets were deleted from the official government account. Twitter issued a permanent ban on Friday, saying letting Trump remain on the social media platform would further risk incitement of violence. The president denounced Twitter as an enemy of free speech and says he and his supporters may start their own platform. A U.S. district judge blocked the Trump's administration's sweeping new rules affecting foreigners seeking asylum in the U.S. The ruling comes just days before the changes were set to take effect on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Kim Jong-un has threatened to build more nuclear weapons. State media report that the North Korean leader says the fate of relations with the United States depends on whether it abandons its hostile policy. Kim made the comments and disclosed a list of high-tech weapon systems under development during a key meeting of the ruling party this week. President-elect Joe Biden has called Kim a thug and criticized his meetings with President Trump. Trump began talks with Kim in 2018 to disarm, but talks broke down when Kim requested sanctions be relaxed. The surviving Boston Marathon bomber has sued.
The man convicted of murdering three people and severely wounding another 260-plus is suing the federal government. Jakar Sarnev, convicted of the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, says the confiscation of a white baseball cap and a bandana and a limit of three showers a week as part of his alleged mistreatment that he claimed contributed to his mental and physical decline. He's demanding $250,000.
Lance Pry reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Friday was another record-breaking day for new cases of COVID-19, with nearly 270,000 across the U.S., according to a count from NBC News. There were 3,543 deaths nationwide reported as well. President-elect Joe Biden is scheduled to get his second shot of the coronavirus vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech on Monday. Biden's transition team says he will do so on camera to instill confidence in the vaccine's safety and efficacy. Could the District of Columbia become the 51st state?
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser renewed the call for a vote on D.C. statehood under President-elect Joe Biden earlier this week as Democrats approach achieving Senate majority. Bowser tweeting out a statement requesting that legislation establishing D.C. statehood be on Biden's desk within the first 100 days of the 117th Congress. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is no fan of D.C. statehood.
D.C. should not be a state. It is a federal city. It was designed to be a federal city by our founding fathers. It would be an unconstitutional act, but I wouldn't put it past the Democrats to try to do it. Look, the circumstances are unclear about when and how the National Guard was mobilized, but it was Muriel Bowser who thought the National Guard should not have weapons, that they'd have to go back to their barracks east of the Capitol if they wanted to get weapons to help stop the mob violence we saw.
The senator making those comments on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.